Hello and welcome to our broadcast. We continue today in Colossians chapter 2. We'll be looking at verses 8 through 17. If you possibly can, have your Bible ready. Paul is sitting in a hole in the ground, they called it a dungeon, and he writes to the Colossians, and in verse 8, he says, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him," that is in Christ, "dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ." Now, the reason he's talking about that subject is because there was those who were coming in with false doctrine that said if they were not circumcised, they could not be saved. Well, he's settling that problem for them. And he goes on to say, "You've been buried with him in baptism," that is, with Christ, "wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross." Now, this makes a lot more sense to those people who were listening to what he was saying there in Colossae, as they were having this issue that day concerning circumcision. We have different issues today, and the same principles, of course, apply. And then he says in verse 15, "And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of a holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath day." And of course, this again has to do with the issue that they were facing in that day. We are facing different issues today. On October the 7th, 1955, as a 12-year-old boy, for the first time in my life, I heard a choir singing, "Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine." Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. "This is my story, this is my song." Well, within an hour after hearing that song, I trusted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. This song means a lot to me. "This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long."
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Paul writes to these Christians at Colossae, and he says in verse 8, "Beware lest any man, spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." Beware. What an interesting word that Paul would write to them. Beware. Jesus used that word 10 times. He said, "Beware," and 9 of the 10 times that he used it, he was talking about the fact that we need to beware of false religious leaders. Beware, Paul said, lest any man spoil you. Peter said, "Beware, lest you be led away with the error of the wicked and you fall from your own steadfastness." Beware, beware, lest any man spoil you. How are they going to do that? First of all, he says, through philosophy. Now, this was a problem there. These Gnostics were there. They were talking and bragging about their knowledge and feeling that they were superior to everybody. They were always promoting their philosophies. And, you know, someone has said people don't care how much we know until they know how much we care. Then he said also, beware not only the philosophy, but the vain deceit. Jesus was talking to his disciples just before he went back to heaven in Matthew chapter 24. And they said, "Tell us, what shall it be like at the end of this dispensation?" And he said in Matthew 24:4, "Take heed that no man deceive you." Then he said in Matthew 24:5, "Many shall deceive many." And then he said in 24:11, "False prophets will come and they shall deceive." They shall deceive. Watch out for the deception, especially again here. He is talking about religious leaders. We're having a lot of deception in our circles these days, especially in what we call fundamental independent Baptist fundamentalism. It is plagued with deception. One thing is they're saying that you don't need to repent in order to be saved. Well, if you believe that, you're going to hell. The Bible says, and Jesus said it, "I tell you, nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." That's deception, that's deceit, that is vain deceit, and it's after the tradition of men. What they're saying is, well, just be good boy. Pray this nice little prayer and ask Jesus to forgive your sins, and you can go to heaven when you die. No, you won't, not unless you repent of your sins. The next thing he says, after the tradition of men, he said, Jesus said in Mark chapter 7 and verse number 9, "Ye reject the commandment of God that ye may keep your own tradition." And finally he said, "And after the rudiments of the world and not after Christ." Rudiments, the word means elements of the world. It's talking about the elementary or the basic thinking of the world as opposed to the advanced thinking of those who honor God, who honor God's word, and who honor God's way. And so let me read verse number 8 again. Paul said, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ."
Oft times the day seems long, our trials hard to bear. We're tempted to complain, to murmur and despair. But Christ will soon appear to catch his bride. Forever, over in glory.
life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of His dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. Sometimes the sky looks dark with not a ray of light. We're tossed and driven on, no human help in sight. But there is one in heaven who knows our deepest care. Let Jesus take your problem, just go to Him in prayer. Life's day will soon be o'er, all storms forever past. We'll cross the great divide to glory safe at last. We'll share the joys of heaven. A robe, a home, a crown. The tempter will be banished. We'll lay our burdens down. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will see so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of His dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ.
Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So brave.